Welcome to the Catholic Cafe, where Catholic truth is served fresh daily. We've made you a reservation in the luxurious corner booth, so come on in and see what's on the menu today. Now, here's your host, Deacon Jeff Drzemski.
Greetings and welcome to the Catholic Cafe. I'm Deacon Jeff, sitting in the luxurious corner booth of the Catholic Cafe, sitting here with Tom Dorian, wingman and sidekick.
Yes, sir.
Always good to have you here.
Always glad to be here.
Well, we've got a really neat show today.
We have a neat show. We got a neat guest, and we're eating properly today, I see.
Yes, right. We got all the food, the layout, no junk food, but good coffee.
Yeah.
So here at the cafe, we always serve the best, and we always bring the best to the people who are listening to us.
Absolutely.
We have a guest here. It's Renee Hendricks. And Renee, she's sitting there, and she's looking at us like, why am I here? I have no idea why I'm even here. Renee, like 10 years ago, would you have thought you would be sitting in the luxurious corner booth of the Catholic Cafe talking about faith and things? Would you have thought that?
Never. I was taught that Catholics weren't even Christians.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's, you know, well, hey, so that's like a long history thing. Maybe that's a whole other show in and of itself. Yeah, you're a convert from the Baptist Church.
That's right.
Were you a good Southern Baptist girl?
Yes.
Yes.
And so, I was in church every time the doors were open, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. All time.
Wow. Well, that's good. That's great. Good. Well, I'll tell you, one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show and what I thought was so neat was when I found out it's always fun when something like on the internet goes viral. Well, right, Tom? Well, maybe it's not always fun.
Depends on what it is.
Exactly. You know, I think we've seen lots of stuff in
but
the news.
But Renee's
where it's
story
like,
it is
awesome.
Fun. It is fun.
There's like this little video clip that's on YouTube and it's called Tiny Miracles. It's Kleenex Presents Tiny Miracles. And it's about... Well, it's about you in a moment of time in your life, sort of like a Spanish. You're a NICU nurse, the neonatal intensive care unit, right?
Yes.
And where do you do that?
At Kennistone in Marietta, Georgia.
Right. And so you take care of the little babies that are just like in rough shape, right? They're just struggling to take every breath and be welcomed into the world.
Our smallest baby has been 14 ounces.
Wow.
Golly.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
That's amazing. And I know that a lot of people think like, I don't want to get into that.
How many weeks old was that child?
Like 23.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So they're you know, it's just a difficult situation. And I'm glad we have, you know, intensive care units specifically designed for those little babies, those little precious babies. And I'm glad we have NICU nurses who are just real troopers to be able to, just loving spirits to be able to do that. I know several people that are involved in that world, and they're just a unique kind of person that is able just to love on those little babies.
Well, I do feel like it's a calling, and I feel like it's the greatest job in the world because you see these tiny babies come in hooked up to wires everywhere, tubes everywhere, and then as time goes on, you see them losing their tubes and their wires, and then
getting
they go
better.
Home after 3 or 4 months. Most of the time with awesome parents and knowing that you had a part of that. It's so fulfilling, rewarding.
That sounds beautiful. Now, I know you also medically had some difficulties that you've dealt with in breast cancer, right?
I did, three years ago.
Yeah, and so how has that process been in terms of like sort of informing and kind of